أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين فلا تطع المكذبين ودوا لو تدهن فيدهنون ولا تطع كل حلاف مهين هماز مشاء بنميم مناع للخير معتد أثيم عتل بعد ذلك زنيم أن كان ذا مال وبنين إذا تتلى عليه آياتنا قال أساطير الأولين سنسمه على الخرطوم صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله. Certainly, your Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows better who has deviated from His path, from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows better that person who has gained hidayat, who has found the path, gained the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the previous ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had warded away the accusations and allegations against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the accusation was that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa na'udhu billah is insane. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَسَتُبْصِرُ وَيُبْصِرُونَ بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ You also see and they will also see which of you have been demented, which of you are insane. So all this is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُطِعِ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses directly our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do not obey, do not follow the mukadhibin, those who have denied. They have denied the tawheed and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was never possible that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would follow them. It was never possible that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would even be inclined to do such a thing. But here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows with a very great emphasis that it should never ever happen to any single ummati, any single follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُوا فَيُدْهِنُونَ Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one desire that was in the hearts of some of the disbelievers, and that is Allah says, وَدُّوا They wish, they desire, لَوْ تُدْهِنُوا That O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you compromise. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you become lenient. فَيُدْهِنُونَ Then they will also become lenient. What should you compromise? What should you become lenient in? And that is in your effort of da'wat, or in your words when you speak ill about the idols, that now you should compromise this a little bit. You should speak less often ill about the idols. In other words, you should not belittle, or you should not speak about the wrongs that they are doing, these gods that they are worshipping. If you do that, then for you the hinoon, then they will also compromise and they will become lenient in their opposition against you, in their efforts to stop your deen, or in any form of persecution against you, they will also compromise in that. So this was something that they had in their hearts, that if you let down your guard and you stop this, then they will also stop that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they do not follow these mukadhibin. Now here in these ayat, the ayat that follows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about the qualities of some of these mukadhibin. Some narrations show that this was, reference was made to one of the disbelievers, Walid ibn Mughira. Walid ibn Mughira was a great enemy of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He was one that not only opposed the cause of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but he would taunt and mock at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about his qualities and particularly about him. Allah says, وَلَا تُطِعْ O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do not follow kulla hallafi maheen, each and every hallaf, each and every person that swears oaths in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, maheen, who is mean, who is debased, who is disgraced, do not ever follow such people. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about hallaf? Allah speaks about a person that excessively takes qasams in the name of Allah. Obviously, these qasams are false. Now they are taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they do not take the greatness of Allah in their hearts. They do not have any regard for the might and the power of Allah, the lofty position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence they just take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in vain. So in doing so, they themselves also become disgraced. Hammaz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such people who are slanderers. One is a person makes ghibat. Ghibat is this, that somebody speaks ill about somebody else behind the person's back, which is ill, which is bad. Hammaz is that person that goes around in front of a person. That person begins to speak such words that will be hurtful to that person. Or Hammaz will also refer to somebody that speaks lies about somebody else. Masha'im binamim. And then another quality is masha'im binamim. People that carry tales. People that will take a story from one person to another. But the whole object is to break the relationship between two people. And our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam has spoken about a person that tries to break relationships between people as one that will never enter Jannah, one that will never enter the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Manna'il lil khair, such a person that stops good. Good is carrying on, but because of his enmity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of his enmity with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would never tolerate and never want to see anyone that is doing good. Mu'tadin, and such a person that is a transgressor, athim, a person who is a sinner. Utullim ba'da dhalika zanim, thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after all these qualities, utul, a person that is obscene, zanim, a person that is absolutely, absolutely notorious. In other words, he does not care what he does. So, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, do not follow such people. Now, these are some of the worst qualities that a human could have ever possessed. An kana dha malin wa banin. Why does he do all these wrongs? Allah says that is because he is a person of wealth. He is a wealthy person. Allah has given him that wealth. Baneen, Allah has given him abundance of strong children, and hence the result is that he now disobeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He creates fitna. إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. When our verses are recited upon him, then he says that these are fairy tales of the ancient times. سَنَسِمُهُ عَلَى الْخُرْطُومِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we will brand him on his khurtum. Khurtum means the trunk of the nose. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that the branding on the nose is usually when a person is arrogant, he, so to say, put his nose up in the air. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the hereafter, we will ridicule him and we will absolutely disgrace him. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us from these qualities. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.